We are joined now by Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library with Talking Books. Let us switch the subject away from political stuff for a minute and talk about something fun. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I got to tell you.
Yes?
I'm serious. If you ever decide to leave the glamorous world of radio behind.
All this?
Right? Between talking about books.
Uh-huh.
And providing information to the people, as you just did.
I don't know where you're
going
with
this. You're secretly a librarian, man.
Oh, no.
That's what we do.
Is there more glamour down the road at the public library than there is in this brand spanking new studio here with the nice window looking out onto the parking lot?
Have you been to the library?
I have. It is pretty glamorous. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
This place is sweet. But this is like the pied-à-terre we might keep somewhere. I don't even know. I just wanted to use that phrase.
What even is a pied-à-terre?
I don't know what it means. What does it mean?
Feet of
apartment?
The land? I don't even know.
It's like some kind of a small apartment
up.
That you only use occasionally.
Oh, it's that thing
no,
that they serve
not.
You right before dinner when they walk
yes,
around and they're giving
the
you
snails.
The thing. Would you like a pied-à-terre? Yes.
We need a librarian right now.
Yeah,
anyways, this place is great. It's like the little apartment.
Oh, my God, you were right.
Was it right?
I had no. I honestly had no
See?
Idea. A pied-à-terre, it is French for foot on the ground, so I got that
okay,
right.
Okay, okay.
It is a small living unit usually... A pied-à-terre is a small living unit usually located in a large city some distance away from an individual's primary residence. It may be an apartment, flat, or condo.
This is my pied-à-terre.
Oh,
it's located a short distance
true.
From
away
my
from
primary.
Primary
Man,
residence.
I am saving myself on that
there
one.
You go.
I actually
That's
did
good.
Use it right.
Yeah, very
it's
nice.
It's not a knock on this place.
No.
It's very glamorous.
But?
The library. Majestic views. Comfortable seating.
Yeah.
Lots of books.
We have
festive decorations.
We have really nice views here.
You do, and you have some festive decorations.
We've got some comfortable seating. All these chairs are new. I don't think we have lots of books here, unfortunately. I got to go home for that.
And I'm
moving in January, so all of my books have been moved over to.
Are you
the,
staying in Chapel Hill?
I'm staying in Durham.
Okay.
Is where I'm staying. Yeah. Housing costs. Hey.
Hey. Anywhoozles.
Anywhoozles.
All I'm saying
yeah.
is, you were talking about. We're about to talk about books. You kicked us off by providing important information to the people.
Yes.
You.
Library is good.
Maybe we'll make you an honorary librarian.
I wish I was just
talking about this recently. So, like, the police have, you know, the badges, stickers to give to
right,
kids.
Right,
and
right.
fire does. We need, like, a little honorary.
Honorary librarian.
Would it be like a little cardigan?
You totally should.
Or some
yeah.
glasses or a cat? No, none of those things. Anyways, you have the heart
cat.
Of a librarian,
I like
Aaron
it.
Keck.
I would love to be an honorary librarian.
Okay, we can make that happen.
Yeah, make that
we'll
happen
have
in like a ceremony. Yeah. I mean,
in the
I
big
would love
house.
To be an honorary
Not
librarian.
Here in the
I would love to have a ceremony making me an honorary librarian. Cool. So we got an event coming up tomorrow, which we should talk about first before we talk about anything else, which is
yes, we do. Bill Ferris
with the author, yeah,
The South in Color.
Yes,
I'm super excited about that. Is tomorrow Thursday?
Tomorrow is Thursday
Does
because
that mean,
today
like,
is
next
Wednesday.
Next week is Christmas.
No, the week. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Next, not this Sunday, but next is Christmas.
It
Isn't
was
that nuts?
Like just Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the 4th of July. Like, what? How are we here? How? What happened?
I mean, in
wow.
fairness, in fairness, 2016 has not been the best of years, generally speaking, so maybe it's good that it seems to be flying
it
by.
It flew by.
Yeah.
So, yes, tomorrow, Bill Ferris, and it's Thursday.
Yes.
I was thinking that today was Tuesday, but
yeah.
that's not possible because I'm here on the radio
here,
on
yeah.
Wednesday.
Right.
And that means tomorrow is Thursday, and Bill Ferris... will be speaking.
Who is awesome.
He's amazing.
Center for the Study of the American South director,
yes.
right, at UNC.
And
yep.
he's great. And this is, I've often wanted to do like a program series where you get these professors and figures who are really well known for one thing, yet they have this other passion that nobody knows about. Well, everybody knows about this now because
right.
he wrote a book. But he's really well known for his writing and the study of the South and folklore and the Southern ways and all of this. And he's also a really great photographer. So this book that he's got is all about his photography. And I believe I read somewhere like he got a camera when he was a kid and just started taking pictures.
That's awesome.
And it was a lifelong passion. So that is super cool.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow. Come at 3:30 for Milano's and coffee.
Yes.
And
4 Leave
o'clock.
Susan some of the Milanos.
That's right.
That's the standard.
Oh, I go in
yes.
early, and I'm like a squirrel.
I know,
stuff them
yeah.
in my cheeks. I don't do that. Maybe I do.
You do.
But
yeah,
4 o'clock,
fun.
Bill Ferris will be talking, and it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So, cool. So that's coming up. And also tomorrow's a big day. So tomorrow we got the Author Tea, and tomorrow the library's Winter Reading Challenge
kicks off. It's the official kickoff of our Winter Reading Challenge, which is once again Book Bingo.
Book Bingo!
Yay! So we started this a couple years ago, and people loved it. So we do it every year. And we always kind of each year look to make it better and a bit different. So you've got your card over there.
Yes.
It's pretty awesome, right? So this, you've even filled it out.
I filled it out, yeah.
Wow.
Because we're going to play bingo
That's right. So how Book Bingo works is you can stop by the library. What I'm going to do is also bring some to leave here in the studio. So every guest
can Book Bingo. Play
Book Bingo. So you can stop by the library and pick up a bingo card. Or you can go to our website, www.chapelpubliclibrary.org/something. Probably Book Bingo. There's probably a big thing on the homepage
that's going to
say Book Bingo. You can click there and download a form like Aaron did. You printed it off, right?
It's right here. Yep.
It's perfect.
It will be recycled when it's all said and done.
Book Bingo. This year, in years past, we had like a card for kids, a card for teens, a card for adults, a card for staff, blah, blah, blah. This year, there's only two cards.
Two cards.
There's one card for Picture Book Bingo.
Right. So if you are a picture, all the letters of the
alphabet, right? If you are a picture book reader or you read a reader of or a reader to.
Yes.
If you like picture books.
Right.
And really,
who does not?
Right.
I
exactly.
mean, Bill Ferris is showing up tomorrow, and is that not a picture book?
That's not a picture book. It's a book of pictures. Anyhoozles, you can play Book Bingo. There's a separate picture book bingo card.
Okay.
Everybody else has the same card. And on the back, you write your name.
Yep.
And your phone or your email, and then you check off. Are you a kid, a teen, adult, or a staff person? Because all town staff are eligible. We just have our own prize division. And then you start playing. And here's how you play. For the non-picture book bingo, you read three books.
Yes.
And the idea is you work the bingo card. So you can get bingo across, horizontally, vertically, diagonally.
So there's nine categories. It's like a tic-tac-toe board, basically. You just have to get three.
Should we have called it book-tacto?
No.
Would that have been better?
Book Bingo is correct. I'm just saying that the picture book is the 5x5, like a typical bingo
That's
card,
really
which
a bingo
I want to
card.
Ask about, because so it's all the letters of the alphabet. So what
read a book about any topic starting with the letter in the box.
Gotcha.
A for alligators,
okay.
B for bears,
right.
C for...
Carbaro. Yep.
Are there books about Carbaro?
There should be.
Okay. D
if
for
there's
dogs,
not,
e
hey,
for
Elaine O'Neill, are you listening?
Right?
Get on this.
So, yes, picture book bingo. I don't know if any of this is making any sense. So we're going to try. Yes, picture book bingo.
I don't think people tune into us for sense.
You get bingo.
People ever have.
You get book bingo by reading for picture books. Just pick up the picture book comment. Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. So the picture books, five different ones that you read based on categories. And then...
And then the one for everybody
the one for everyone else
is you get bingo by reading books across in three categories. So we have populated these with some categories, but we hopefully made them fun enough and broad enough.
Yes.
So, for example...
They're all winter-themed.
So the middle of each card is reader's choice.
Yes.
So you get that freebie, right?
Yep.
And then you might also make book bingo on this card by Ice to Meet You, top left.
Yes.
Read
you didn't
an
say
author.
It right, though. You got to do it in the Schwarzenegger voice. Ice to meet you.
I leave the voices to
you.
Ice to meet you. Read an author who is new to you.
Yes.
And then you would use your reader's choice. And then in the bottom right corner, you could select the snow globe category.
Snow globe.
And read any book set outside the U.S. So the idea is to encourage, to challenge everybody to read three books in the 6-week time period and to read them in some different categories.
Yeah.
So
and
again,
Reader's Choice is not a freebie. You still have to read a book. It's just,
your choice.
Your choice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another way that you might get bingo is Snow MG.
Snow MG.
Which is, no, that would be like a Valley Girl voice. Like, Snow MG.
There you go. All right.
Ask a staff member for reads that will blow your mind.
Oh my God, this book totally blew my mind.
So again, super wide open. Just ask a staff person for a reading recommendation. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to come into the library, you can go on the catalog and on our website. And our awesome staff have lists of books that will populate each of these categories
that will work for these. Yeah.
So, right, cool. You could do Snow MG, which is a staff pick, and then Reader's Choice.
Right.
And then you could do Snow Big Deal, a short book or short story.
Very nice.
So, super wide open. It's just really, really fun. I don't know if it makes any sense.
I think this is great.
On the radio,
really cool.
though. Once
yeah.
you get
oh,
the
no,
card,
it's
made
no
you'll
sense
see
whatsoever
it.
On the radio.
It's super simple.
Yeah.
And very easy to understand and fun to participate. When you get bingo, you might be thinking, but what happens when I get bingo? Were you thinking that?
I am now.
Okay. When you get bingo, you turn in your card and you get a free book. Thanks
what?
To who?
The
thanks
Friends
to the
of the
Friends
Library.
Friends of the Library.
Because they've got them.
So you get a book and then you can get more cards. Mm-hmm. And every time you turn in a card, you can enter to win the grand prize.
Which is?
The only one I remember is the grand prize for staff, which
okay.
is tickets to Silver Spot. That's
oh,
all
nice.
I care about.
Okay.
I'm going
right,
to
right.
win the staff
You're
prize.
You're going to win the staff prize, yeah.
There are fabulous prizes.
Okay, is it a different prize for like kids and teens and adults?
Yes.
Is that like four different prizes? Okay.
Yes,
very
unless
cool.
my until my staff texts me and tells me otherwise. There are now. There are different grand prizes for each group. It's going to be awesome. It's super fun. I think last year we had 500 or 600 people participate.
Nice.
So like several thousand participate in our summer reading program. We would love to see just as many participating in winter reading. It's super fun and easy. So let's talk about it.
Really
what are you
cool.
doing
okay,
now?
I was trying to look
at prizes?
Trying to look up for book bingo to see what the prizes are, but I can't do it in 5 seconds.
Somebody's
so.
Going to text me.
Somebody
or I'll talk about
you.
It next
okay.
week. Tune in next week.
There
we
go. Perfect.
Tune in next week to find
for
out what
more.
The prizes are.
Book bingo. All right, so let's play it.
Let's do it.
So all we need is 3 recommendations of books that meet each of these categories. So
yes.
you start.
Okay, I am going to let you know how you out there in listening land might get bingo by going... what's up and down? Vertical.
Vertical.
It's up and down.
It's up and down, yeah.
Vertically on the right-hand column of
okay.
Book Bingo, which would be, number one, Sleigh Ride.
Sleigh Ride.
Sleigh Ride. Sorry, I can't do it.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling.
So, like, there's Emmys for TV, there's Grammys for music. What's the radio prize?
There's a bunch of different ones.
Well, submit
no, there's
this
like the
show
Ed,
to
Edward
all
Murrow
of them.
Edward Murrow Awards, there's
yes,
the RTDNAs.
Yes, submit
NAs.
this
yeah.
episode of Talking Books. To that, because this is award-winning radio right
it
here.
It is.
Okay, Sleigh Ride.
Sleigh Ride.
Test drive a mystery or horror novel, okay?
Yep.
I love both of those things. So I would recommend, and this is great because it's like a double bonus point, even though there aren't double
right.
bonus points. How about a mystery set in a cold, snowy place?
Ooh,
so
okay.
I would recommend for folks that have never read what is generally called, what I call Nordic noir, crime fiction set in
yes.
Scandinavian countries. There's tons of it. I love Henning Mankell, who's a great one. He wrote the Wallander books, which have been made into a series. I would recommend him. And many other authors whose names I cannot
Stieg
pronounce.
Stieg Larsson, right?
Stieg
with
Larsson.
With Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, that fits.
Joe Nesbo, who's great. But I will throw up a list of Nordic noir
All
authors
right.
on our catalog. But ask anybody at the library or even search Scandinavian crime fiction in our catalog, and you'll find some great stuff. But Henning Mankell, if you haven't read him, any of the Scandinavian mystery writers are super enjoyable, and they would give you that bingo square.
Can I say how awesome it is that we live in a world where you can just get on the internet, do a search for Scandinavian crime fiction, and get a bunch of different
You'll
options. Like
hundreds
every single
hundreds,
component of that
right?
sentence is awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's my top right bingo. Sleigh
it's a
ride.
Magical world.
What do you got?
All right.
What's your first
I'm gonna
one?
I'm gonna go left to right, so horizontally along the bottom. As is my wont, for I'm going to start with Winter Blues,
yeah.
which is if the book has a blue cover, it counts. So I had to think about it because I'm like, I don't have the book sitting here with me. So I'm like, what has a blue cover? The first one that I came up with, I actually ended up moving down to the far right. So
See,
I'll get to that one
flexible.
Later.
You
yeah,
can
yeah.
put books in different slots. Yep.
Because I looked it up. It's like, got it. One of my favorite kids books of all time. And this is what for maybe middle school age. Kids, Norton Juster's *The Phantom Tollbooth*.
Oh
is
yeah,
one
it have
of
a blue
the best.
Cover? It has a purple
it's,
cover.
It's got a blue cover.
Well, no, it doesn't.
It's got a blue cover.
Okay,
it's
you're
got
right.
A super
you
blue
win.
Cover. Yeah.
Blue is purple. Purple blue.
Purple
same
is blue.
Thing.
Yeah. Indigo. What even is that?
Violet.
Violet.
Periwinkle.
Yeah.
Phantom Tollbooth.
Yeah, Phantom Tollbooth, really good. And it's like, it's the 20th century Alice in Wonderland, basically. But it's like sort of the same vibe, but it's words, it's math, it's learning to experience a world full of, like,
it's
getting out of your boredom doldrums, yes, and living in a world full of fun. So it's great. It's a classic.
It is a classic.
You should read it.
Okay.
All right.
I never read it.
You never read it? Oh, my God. What? Why?
I do these, like, we should do a, I mean, I do this often here.
Yeah,
true,
yeah.
Confessions.
Yeah.
Actually, I will also tell you, this happens all the time, and this is part of the magical librarian skill set. This happens all the time. The only thing I remember about the book is the cover is blue, and I would say 9 times out of 10, we will find that book for you
in
less than 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It happens all the time.
I actually did a Google search for, like, books with blue covers, and there's a whole like, subculture of librarians who are just really proud of the fact that people will come up to them and, like, the cover is blue is sort of the standard go-to as the example. But, like, there was this one book by what's his name who did the thing with the train, and, like, within 30 seconds, boom. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so continuing my bingo up and down on the right side, no big deal.
No big deal.
A short book or short story isn't a tall order. My staff is so punny, right? So I want to recommend two different authors. One is one of my favorite authors, and she almost only wrote short fiction. She's a British author named Penelope Fitzgerald. Mm-hmm. She didn't start writing until she was in her 60s. It was a second career, and then she went on to win, like, the Booker Prize and all kinds of things. She's amazing. Her books are short, usually like 150 pages. I would recommend The Blue Flower, which is a fabulous book. It's historical, about a German poet. I would also recommend, The Bookshop, which is a wonderful book. I think I talked about it before during Banned Books Week, when it's the story of a little bookshop in Britain. A woman makes a display of Lolita and chaos ensues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All of Penelope Fitzgerald's books are short and fabulous.
Grace.
The other author that I wanted to recommend, who's known for short fiction and for short stories, who just passed away recently, is William Trevor. He was an Irish writer. He won many, many things. I think he was nominated for the Nobel Prize. He's won the Booker Prize. He's won all of these things. He wrote wonderful sort of human tragicomedies. I love, one of my favorites of his is The Story of Lucy Galt, and he sort of plays on some Gothic themes. But all of his stuff is fabulous, and he just passed away. He would be a great short fiction author to get bingo there.
Cool. All right. Next to Winter Blues for me is Nuclear Winter, with this like sad cloud that's dropping snowflakes that are actually radiation symbols. So that's an awesome graphic.
I just noticed that. Yeah. Wow.
And the category is to explore something that's science or sci-fi or dystopian. So I didn't go quite to dystopian. I went to a book that comes really close to being dystopian, but, like, pulls back at the very end, and is just merely sci-fi, which is my favorite Michael Crichton novel of all time, The Andromeda Strain.
Yes.
Which I read in a sitting when I was in, I think, middle school or early high school or something like that. Like, just sit down, start reading it, and then you're done in less than a day. It's
amazing. I love reading him.
Really fast.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, some people might blow him off as, oh, it's just popular stuff. It was so good.
There's a reason why it's popular.
Andromeda Strain is so good. Jurassic Park is really good.
Jurassic Park's amazing.
Okay. The last one, and this was, we would both,
we're both
use
doing
this
snow globe.
Square, snow globe. Okay, so I love reading international
fiction. Oh, and that's
got
a snowman, a snow globe with a snowman,
right?
At the body is the world. That's cool.
I know. My staff, man, I'm telling you.
That's pretty good, yeah.
And you made me forget the book that
I'm
going to talk about. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I love reading books that are set outside the U.S. and in different places, but this one, I was like, gosh, there's so many different international authors I could talk about. But then I thought, any book set outside the U.S., why hem ourselves in on this planet?
Yeah.
Are you there? Are you with me?
I was there, yeah.
So
it's not what I went with, but that was the first place I
okay.
went. Yep.
If you have not read The Martian, it's such a great book. I would recommend The Martian. I would also recommend, gosh, any number of sci-fi types of things. Mm. But I would say on that one, we have lots of lists of books set outside the country, but don't limit yourself. It could be set out, like, way outside the U.S.
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right.
What's yours?
I cheated. I went with a book here about Americans by an American author, but it's set in Italy. It's Catch-22, which has a blue cover. So, And it's my favorite book
counts.
Of all time. Does it not count?
I don't think that counts.
All
you
right,
don't
well,
get bingo.
Give me a second. Fine. You've
got B-I-N-G.
I've got
There's
Bing.
No O.
Okay.
No, that doesn't count. I mean, we totally wouldn't judge you. We're not going to, like,
think
when
you're
you
judging
in,
me right
I mean,
this second is what's
you.
Going on right now.
Susan
all right,
Brown
all right,
is judging
right.
you, but when you turn in your card, it's not like we're going to check
the
these.
Walrus was Paul.
I don't even know what to do. I don't even know how to receive that.
That is
what
a
is
book
that?
About the, I can't
the
remember who the author is. It's a book about the Paul is dead
conspiracy.
Myth. Conspiracy. Yeah, and how the Beatles took the conspiracy and ran with it.
See, not yeah. set in the U.S.
Not set in the U.S., so
any book
go
could
with
fall
that.
Into this category.
All right.
I mean, not any, because Catch-22 didn't. Many
the,
books might fall into this category.
How about The Good Soldier Schwake? That's a good one.
Mm,
yeah. I think that's
set
ooh,
in
is it
Prague.
Czech? Yeah, I think
Czech,
it's Czech,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a classic about a guy who is a soldier, but kind of a derpy kind of guy, but like takes advantage, like uses the fact that everyone underestimates him to kind of get ahead in life or escape situations.
Yeah,
it's really funny. It's really good.
Okay, so everybody
so
should
bingo.
Play Book Bingo. You
book
just
bingo.
Got Book Bingo.
Yeah,
but it doesn't start till tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Oh, okay. Well,
so
fine.
I didn't bring
that's
you a
fine.
Prize.
Oh. That's cool. I'm okay with that. I'm okay
hey,
with that.
Speaking of books and
yes.
the holidays and things,
uh-huh.
tomorrow also is the last day. So Book Bingo starts tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it ends Friday. We're doing a holiday book drive.
Nice.
For new and unwrapped kids
books. Oh, yes.
Books.
We've been talking about this.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've gotten great response, and mm-hmm. these will all be given out to kids in need in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you don't come by and get an ornament, just get a brand new unwrapped kids book and drop it off because we need all different kinds. It's pretty cool. And if you haven't come by to see the holiday hijinks going on, we have the book
many.
Drive in the lobby with a lovely tree. We have our book tree in our magazine. Reading room, and then there's a little staff contest going on.
Uh-oh.
Holiday door decorating. And there's some serious competition there. I've done my door.
Mm-hmm.
My door is Santa's Naughty and Nice List.
Of course.
With characters from children's books.
Nice. I like that.
There's an Ewok door. There's an adorable door that also references Game of Thrones. There's a Snoopy door. There's all kinds of stuff. So stop
like
by and look at the doors.
Very cool.
Oh, wait, there's one more thing.
One more thing.
And then I'll stop.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay. Monday, the 19th. Is that Monday's
yes.
date?
Yes. Yep.
We are opening late that day.
Ooh.
So you should help us get the word out.
Okay.
We're opening late because we have to do annual testing of all of our alarms and systems and security.
Gotcha.
And we're going to do it all in one shot because there will be things blinking and bells ringing and things interrupting folks' work. So Monday, we're opening late.
Okay. Can't.
I could tell you what time, but I forget. It's on our website. I think
show
we're opening
up at
one.
Noon or so.
No, I think
oh,
we're opening at
that?
One.
Right.
I should know these
so
things.
Show up in the afternoon. You can
You could just Google
to,
it and find
right.
out.
ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org. So go there. All right. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.